Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chol Daf Ayin Zayin. We're talking about the eighth line with the words on Hunishbar Etzem. And today's daf is sponsored by the Nishmas Mars Memsar Bas Biyakam Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Oliyah. Now we're discussing cases where the bone broke, but the roiv was still covered by Basar and Ar, so the animal's not a treifa. Says the Gemara Hunishbar Etzem. There's a story where the bone broke, Viyatzal Chot, and it was protruding outside. But what happened over here? The Shtakel Kortisa Mine. There was a little piece of the bone that fell off because it decayed. As they weren't so sure, does this make it a treifa or not? So Asla Kamei Dabai, they came to Abai, and he didn't know the answer to this. Shehi Otlas Rigli, he waited three regalim, three yom Taivim to try to get an answer to this, and that's because all the Chum would gather during Yom Tif and they would discuss halachic topics, and so he figured over Yom Tif you get an answer to it. Three Yom Taivim passed by and he didn't have an answer to the question. It must be the animals either still alive or they had shechted it and preserved the meat, so it's still relevant. And so finally, Amalei of Adabar Masna, told the owner of the animal, Zilkamei de Rava Breid Rav Yosef Bar Chama, go to Rava Breid Rav Yosef Bar Chama. This is the classic Rava, like as in Rava and Abai that we find throughout Shas. And why should you go to him for an answer? The Harif Sakine, because his knife is very sharp, which means he's very sharp. Rashi actually describes this as Leiv Pasuach Leib Svara, that his heart is very open, he gives good svaras, and so basically he said, go to Rava. Asla Kameh, the fellow went to Rava, and Amri said as follows, Michli Latzi, Nishbar Etzem Yosel Chutz Tanan, really it's Tanya. The Brisa says very simply, the bone broken and protruded outside, Mali Nafal Mali Yisei, what does it make a difference if Pete's fell off of it or not? If the majority of it is still covered by meat and skin, it's not a problem. Now we have a number of different questions regarding this Rive Basar R that's covering the break, and whether or not these are going to cause an issue. Amri Ravina Rava, he asks as follows, Mislaket Mahu, what about if the only way we have Rive Basar is because Mislaket? We have a piece of meat here on the bone, piece of meat there on the bone. And when you gather them all together, so it turns out that's the majority, but it's not one solid piece that covers the majority of the bone. What's it then over there? Also, Misraises Mahu. Let's say we have the basar covering the majority of the bone, but it's squished and flat and weak. And Mismasmes Mahu. What about if that meat that's covering the majority of the bone is decayed? Now we just clarify, Hechidam Mismasmes, what does that mean it's decayed? So I'm of Huna Breda Rishua, Kulshe Roifa Kudroi, if a doctor would take such meat and cut it out of the animal because it's so decayed, that's what we mean by decayed. Now we're going to have answers to these questions. Anybody who has more questions, we're going to have four different ones over here, and we're going to actually be flipping around questions 2 and 3. So pay attention. Nikav mahu, nistak mahu. Let's say this basar that's covering the break has a hole or multiple holes in it. It's not missing any basar. There's just a lot of holes in it. Or let's say it's cracked. That's basically the same question. On to next two questions. Niklaf mahu, nitol shel shatachton mahu. What about niklaf? Let's say the meat that was covering the bone wasn't fully connected. It was peeled away. It was kind of flappy. What's the din over there? And even if I say that case is not a problem, what about the next case of nitol shel shatachton? We have this thick piece of meat that's covering the break, but the bottom part of it, meaning the part that usually is connected to the bone, that was actually cut away, so only the upper two-thirds of this piece of meat is covering the area of the break. What's the din over there? So the Gemara suggests, Tashma, the Amar Ula, Amar Biyachan, he says, or Hariyuka Basar, that the skin or the hide of the animal, that's just like Basar, and that would tell us that even if the bottom part of the Basar is peeled away, not a problem. We still have the upper part of it, so it's okay. Says the Gemara, not a Raya, Dilma, the Kana Mashchadidei, maybe when we say that R is just like Basar, that's talking about where the R, the hide, latched onto the bone by itself, meaning we're talking about where the bone broke in a place that there is no Basar, there's no meat over there. Is just our only hide, and the hide is connected solidly to the bone, so maybe that's the case the R is just like Basar, but perhaps if the R came with Basar, and part of the Basar was peeled away, maybe that would be a problem. Another situation, Amar Ravashi says, Kevin Beir Puppy, when we're in base measure a puppy, Ibailin, we ask the following question, Nikdar Kamin Tabas Mahu, what about this broken bone? It's Rive covered. However, it was Nikdar Kamin Tabas. That means that the area of the meat, of the flesh, that's touching the bone, wrapping around it, that was carved out. In other words, the outer part of it, including the hide, was completely intact, but it could be someone took a knife or just something happened to the meat, that inside there was a whole ring of flesh that was missing around the bone. What's it in over there? And a Pashtana Mehada Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, we answered it based on what Yehuda Shem Rav, the Dover Zashalti Lachamim L'Raifim, I asked about this case to the Chachamim and to the Raifim, to the doctors, and Roman they said as follows, Mesarta Be'etzem Umala Ruka. What a person can do when there's a chunk of flesh missing out of the animal to get it to heal is he can be Mesaritit, he can scratch it with a bone, not its bone, but a different bone, and then it's going to be Mala Ruka, it's going to regenerate and end up healing. Aval Parzlam is Zarif, just don't use metal because that's going to irritate the wound, so it's better to use a bone. Either which way, we see from here that even though there's a significant portion of the flesh missing in this ring-shaped area around the bone, still it could regenerate and heal as long as you scratch the remaining flesh. Rashi says that causes it to bleed, and then that starts the healing process, and so that would be fine. And our Papa, he says, Vahuda Kanagarma Diday, has to be there's some flesh firmly attached to the bone. That shows us that it already started the healing process, and then the animal would not be a trefa in this case. Not another Mishnah, going back to our original discussion of shechting an animal and finding something inside. A person checks an animal, umatzaba shilya, and he finds a shilya, an amniotic sac inside of it. This is basically a sac that the fetus develops in. So all he finds is this shilya, the amniotic sac. No problem. Nefesh yafta chlena, a person who's nefesh yafa, which means he's not squeamish, he's not queasy, he doesn't get grossed out by these things. He could eat it. It's perfectly fine. Also, at this point, when he takes it out of the animal, the enematama, it doesn't become tame. Loy tomas eichlin, it can't contract tomas eichlin because it's not considered food. Loy tomas nevelas. Also, if the mother animal had died and was nevela, this shilya is not nevela because it's not considered part of the mother. mother, it's only chishiv aleha. If the person thought about it, saying, you know what, I'm going to eat it. So then it becomes food, mitam tamas eichlin. It could become tami with tamas eichlin, avalo tamas nevelos, but not tamas nevelos, because when it was in its mother, he still didn't think about it, and therefore it can't be nevela. Now, what about the following shilya shatam ktasa? I'll show you this amniotic sac that partially came out of the animal before the mother was shechted, asur bachila. That entire shilya is asur to eat, even the part that's still inside. Why is that? Because simon vlad beisha, a simon vlad behema, a shilya, an amniotic sac, that's a simon, that's a clear sign in both women and animals that there was a baby inside there. And therefore, even though there's no vlad discernible in the shilya, we still know that there is one. And so for sure, the part that came out before shechita is asur, because it's no different than a limb of the animal that came out before shechita. And even the part that's still inside the animal is asur. Why? Because perhaps the part that had come out already was the head. It's obviously dissolved, so you can't see it, but we have to be chashish that maybe it was the head, and that makes it as if the entire fetus was already, so to speak, born. And that's why even the shilya that's inside the animal is asur. Another situation, hamavakeres, an animal that it's its first birth, and if it gives birth to a male, that's going to be a bechar. Shehepila shilya, it miscarried a shilya. Yashichana l'klavim, it's allowed to be thrown to the dogs. And even though the Mishnah just said the shilya is a simon vlad, so maybe the shilya is a male, and then male would have kedushas bechar. The Gemara on Amr is going to explain why it's not a concern. However, mugdashin, if this animal is hektish, that means that its shilya is hektish as well. Tikkavar has to be buried. Now, here's an important thing to know about burying the shilya. V'ein kavir nosa b'parshas drachim, don't bury it at a crossroads. V'ein talin nosa b'ilon, don't hang it from a tree. V'ein darkei amayri, this is darkei amayri, the amayri who lived in Eretz Yisrael prior to the Yidden had certain things they did because of superstition and other false beliefs, and these are two of them, and it's also to do like what the amayri do, so these things are asur. The Gemara begins by addressing the first part of the Mishnah Menani Mili. How do we know this? And the answer is the Tanur Bana, we have a brisa. The pasuk tells us, kol behema teichelu. This is really just cutting and pasting the pasuk that we've had multiple times before. V'chol behema freses parsa, v'shesas shesas shtei parasa, is malas gira babehema oisa seichelu. So what does this tell us? L'rabbis seshilya, that's going to include that even the shilya is allowed to be eaten. Now Yochim might think, afil yotza miktasa, that even if part of it left the animal before shechita, you're allowed to eat that. Tamlem, that's what the pasuk says, oisa, it, and that's a miyot, oisa v'lishilyasa, that tells us that only it's allowed to be eaten and not the shilya. Ask more, what do we need a pasuk for? Michli, let's see, ain't shilya b'lo vlad. As we had said, there's such a thing as a shilya, as an amniotic sac that doesn't have a vlad of sorts inside. So lom li kro, what do we need the pasuk for? Of course it's allowed to be eaten, and if part of it left the animal, you're not allowed to eat it. Because like we had explained, the Gemara says, you're right, cross machtava alma, the pasuk is just a smach, and that's not the source we're getting this din from. We continue discussing, the Mishnah said, v'ein matama, this shilya is not matama tomas oichlin, because it's not considered food. Now we have another discussion regarding something that's not considered food. Bayer v'yitzchak bar Nafcha, yes, as follows, ar chamar sheshalku mahu. What about the hide of a donkey that was cooked? Shalku means it was cooked extensively. What's the din? Rashi explains that the hide of a chamar has two different things to it. First of all, it's very tough, it's very hard, and it's also most, it's repulsive. So the question is, what's the din regarding this art that got cooked extensively, softening it? So now we clarify, lamai, in regards to what are we asking this question, ilu tomas eichlin, if we're asking in regards to tomas eichlin, meaning is this hide now able to be makabel toma because it's considered food? Tanina, we have a brisa about that already, and ainzai no bez on top, ilu tomas nevelas, if you want to say they can be considered nevela, because like the animal itself, Tanina, we have a brisa like that as well. What is the source of this? Tomas eichlin, the time you have a brisa that says, ha'ar, hide from an animal, vehashilya, ematam tomas eichlin, they cannot become tommy with tomas eichlin because they're not considered food. However, arsha shalkai, if he took hide and he cooked it extensively, softening it, and the shilya that a person thought about that he's going to eat it, mitam tomas eichlin, it could become tamei tomas eichlin. So we see very clearly from his brisa that if you take ar and you cook it extensively, softening it, it could be mitam tomas eichlin. What about the other brisa? Tomas nevelas nami tanina. We have a brisa about this as well. The pasuk tells us binivlasa, namely if a person touches a nevela, carcass of an animal, he's going to become tamei. And what do we learn from here? That's only regarding the nevela, the animal itself. V'loy ba'ar, not the hide. V'loy ba'tzamei, not bones. V'loy begidim, not sinews. V'loy bekarnayim, v'loy betelfayim, not with horns, not with hooves. So we see the hide is not tamas nevela. And Rama Rabbi Chani clarified this brisa. Loy nisrcha, the whole chiddush of the brisa is only for the following. Elisha son tikidera, that's referring to where he took these things and he cooked them extensively. Even so, we see from the brisa that the R is not matam tomas nevela. So that would be the answer to that part of the question sourced in this brisa. The Gemara says, you're right, loylam tomas eichlin. Really, the question regarding the hide of the donkey was specifically in regards to tomas eichlin, because we said before that if hide was cooked extensively, it could become tamas tomas eichlin. The reason why this brisa is not an answer to the question is because v'shani ar chamar demais. The hide of a donkey is different because it's repulsive. So even if it's cooked extensively and it becomes very soft and technically could be eaten, so maybe it would be like food, since it's repulsive, maybe people wouldn't eat it, so perhaps it's not matam tomas eichlin, so we don't have an answer to this question. We can discuss in the Mishnah, we had said shilya shatsa, if the amniotic sac, the shilya, had partially left the animal before shechita, so none of it's allowed to be eaten. Amar Rav Lazar, he tells us, loy shanu, this is only taught, that the entire shilya is usher to eat, elo she'ein ima vlad, that's if there's no vlad with it. Avol yesh ima vlad, but if there is a vlad with it, ein chashin levlad acher, we do not have to be chashish for a different vlad. In other words, Rav Lazar is saying, that if it's just a shilya in the animal, and there's no actually fetus inside the animal, so then the entire shilya is usher. However, if the shilya partially came out, there's also a vlad inside the animal, there's also a fetus inside, so we don't have to be chayshesh, meaning we don't have to be chayshesh that they were actually twins. One is visible inside the mother, and the other was dissolved in the shilya, which partially came out, making the entire shell yasur. Rather, since there's a baby animal inside the mother, we say that only the part that came out is asur. That's because it's no different than the limb of an animal, whereas the rest remaining inside is mutter. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says that no, bein ein ima vlad, bein yesh ima vlad, chayshin levlad acher. Whether there's also vlad inside the mother animal or there isn't, we have to be chayshin that this shell yah had another vlad inside it, so the whole thing is asur. Asking Amar Eini, could this really be the machlokes? Farmer Rabbi Yirmiya said that luchamra Amar Blazar. Rabbi Blazar said his shita luchamra, which means he has to be more chamra than Rabbi Yochanan, not less chamra than him. So the Gemara says, you're right, Eli Itmar, Hachi Itmar. If something was stated regarding this, it must be this was it. Amar Blazar, Blazar said, Loi Shanu Ela She'ina Kshura B'Vlad. This is only taught in the entire Shilya's Usur, as if it's not connected to the Vlad, to the baby that's also in the mother's stomach. And it's in that situation that we have to be Chayshesh, that this Shilya actually had another Vlad in it, and therefore the entire Shilya's Usur. Aval Kshura B'Vlad. But if this Shilya that partially came out before the Shechita is connected to the Vlad that's still inside the mother, and Chayshin L'Vlad Acher, we don't have to be Chayshesh, there was another fetus inside this Shilya, because since it's connected to the Vlad that's still inside, we say that actually that's the amniotic sac of the Vlad which is still inside the mother, therefore only the part of the Shilya that came out before Shechita is Asur, but the part that's inside is mutter to eat. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Anu ein lanu ela Shilya b'loi Vlad. The only time we Asur the Shilya completely is when there's no Vlad at all inside the mother. Aval yashima Vlad, but if there is a Vlad inside the mother, b'inkshur b'Vlad, b'inkshur b'Vlad, whether the Shilya is connected or not connected to Vlad, in chashin Vlad acher, wouldn't have to be chashin another Vlad, and v'ahainu dam Rabbi Yirmiya l'chumra amar Blazar. It's about this that Rabbi Yirmiya said, the Blazar is going l'chumra, because we clearly see that he's more machmer than Rabbi Yochanan. And thank you, Rabbi Blazar, we have a brass just like this new version of Rabbi Blazar. This brass is about a human. Also remember that we learned previously, when a woman gives birth to a male, a zachar, she's tummy for 7 days, and the next 33 days until day 40, she's tahar, even if she sees dam, and these are called yimei tahar. If she gives birth to a female, she's tummy for 2 weeks, and she has 66 days of yimei tahar, that's until day 80, and that's even if she miscarries. So now knowing that, we read the brisa, hamapelsman behemachai v'oif, a woman is mapel, she miscarries a form that looked like a behemachai or oif, it didn't look like a person at all, v'shil yimahin, and there's a shil yuk that came along with them. So b'shman shekshur bahen, if the shil yuk, this amniotic sac, is connected to this form, this behemachai or oif, in chashin levlad acher, we don't have to be chashin there was another child here. Whereas ainik shur bahen, if this shil yuk is not connected to this form that she miscarried, harini mato leha chaymer shne vladais, I place on her the chumra of two vladais, shani yamer, because I say, shemini muach shfir shel shil yuk, the fetus that was inside the shilya that came out had dissolved, and also shemini mucha shil yasai shel shvir, maybe the amniotic sac of the form that came out had also dissolved. In other words, we're double machmir with this woman. We're chashish that there was a different fetus in this shilya, which was a nekeva, so she's tamei for 2 weeks. But we're also chashish that there wasn't a different fetus, and this shilya that came out had nothing to do with the form that came out of her because they weren't connected. And if you're going to ask, fine, so then where's the shilya of the form that came out of here? So we would say that already dissolved, and since this miscarriage doesn't have the form of a human at all, she's not entitled to any yimei toihar. As we're very machmir with her, we clearly see that this is like Rabbi Lazar, who's machmir when we have a shilya that's not connected to the animal. We go on to the next part of the mission, which had said, "Hamavakas shepil v'chulu." This is the mother animal, and it's giving birth for its first time, and it ended up miscarrying a shilya. So we said that's allowed to be thrown to the dogs. So we ask my time, why is that? As we mentioned in the Mishnah, there's a chance that it was a zachar, and then it would have kedushas bechar. So why are we allowed to throw it to the dogs? So Rav Eka Brid Ravami, he answers that yes, roi behemas yoldei zdavra kadosh b'chayra, umiyat yoldei zdavra she'ena kadosh b'chayra. The majority of animals do give birth to something that would have kedushas bechar, and the minority give birth to something that does not have kedushas bechar. And umaynihu nidme, what would that be? It's a nidme. It's something that's similar but not exactly the same thing. For example, if a sheep gives birth the first time to something that looks like a goat, so that doesn't have kedushas bechar because that's a nidme. And also v'chal yoldeis, all animals that give birth, yoldeis mechzes zachar mechzes nekevas. 50% is going to be zachar, 50% nekeva. And therefore, what do we say? Somch miute de nidme lemechzes de nekevas. We take the miut, the minority that give birth to a nidme, which anyway doesn't have kedushas bechar, and we attach that to the 50% that give birth to nekevas that also don't have kedushas bechar. V'havlu zachar miuta. Turns out that a male being born is only the miut, it's the minority, and that's why it doesn't have kedushas bechar. In other words, another way to look at it is that even though there's a 50% chance that the fetus in the shilya was a male, since there's also a chance that it was a nidme, therefore Roiv shows us that it would not have had kedushas bechar, the male is allowed to be thrown to the dogs. Now going to the next part of the Mishnah, where we said of Mukdash and Tikaver, if this shilya came from an animal that was kachim, it has to be buried. And my time, why would that be, says the Gemara? Because Ruba Bar Mikadashu, in majority of situations, the fetus that would have been inside would have been kadosh, because that's both males and females, and therefore it has to be buried. Now going to the last part of the Mishnah, where we had said of Inkarven Asa, don't bury it at Parshas Drachim at the crossroads and don't hang it, and that's because it's Darkei Amayri. So now we clarify, Abayev Rav Dam Shavai, both of them say, anything that for sure has to do with refuah, it's healing. For example, some sort of potion or medicine or even an incantation which is said over a wound which is going to heal it. That's what Rashi says. That's not an issue of Darkei Mairi. It's only ain by refuah. If this thing has nothing to do with refuah, it doesn't actually heal, then yesh mishum Darkei Mairi, it does have a problem with Darkei Mairi because it kind of looks like magic or sorcery, and then it's an issue. As the Gemara could say that Vatani Vibraisa, Ilan Shemasha Peroisov, if there's a tree that drops its fruits too early before they ripen, what do we do with it? Soiker Basikra, we paint it red, Vitoinai Bavanim, and we hang heavy stones from it. Now, Bishle Vitoinai Bavanim, it makes sense to hang heavy stones from it. Kihechi Ayn Chazam Ralph on top, the Nechoshele. That's why its strength should be weakened. We're understanding the reason why the tree drops its fruits before they ripen is because it's so powerful, it's so strong. Rashi says, Roiv Shoimnai, it's so fat and gazunt, so they fall off before they ripen. That's why hanging stones on the tree is going to help, because it's going to weaken it. It's going to enable the fruits to develop over a longer period of time, and they're only going to fall after they ripen. Ella, Soiker Basikra, Amai. Why are they painting in red? That doesn't help anything. That should be also because of Darkei Amairi. And the answer is no. Kechad el chzua inchi. We want people to see the tree, and they're going to daven for it. Because the Tanya of Brass says something very similar. The pasuk tells about a person who has saras, v'tamei tamei yikra. He calls out that he's tamei. And why is that? Tzarech l'dil rabim. He has to tell everyone that he's tamei, v'ram avakshim al v'rachimim, so they could daven for mercy for him. V'chein similarly, misha ira by davar, someone who had something bad happen to him, tzarech l'dil rabim, he has to tell everyone, v'ram avakshim al v'rachimim, people are going to daven for him. And it's the same thing with the tree. We paint it red so that people realize, oh, this tree has a problem. We have to daven for it to get healthy. And Ravine, he tells us, according to whom do we hang a cluster of dates from a palm tree? If the palm tree has issues, it must be like this Tana. Then now everyone's going to pass by, see there's a cluster of dates hanging from it, and realize, wow, there must be a problem with this tree. Let's daven for it to get better. Finishing the fourth parak of Maseches Chulin. Just like we zechah finish this parak together, we should be zechah finish the entire Maseches Chulin together, and of course, all of Shas together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.